Here's the payoff. This ball is launched to right field. And it is gone. 12th home run of the season for Pete Crow Armstrong, who looks to be putting together an all-star type season for the Cubs.
PCA with a home run in the Cubs-Sox game. Last time they played, they play again starting tonight. This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Lots of bear stuff at the top of the hour. But Lawrence, you knew this tape existed. I did not know this tape existed.
Yeah, you were out during All-Star break, and we were trying to figure out when Jason Leisure was in here on whether or not we were going to play it. And we just, for some reason, it just kind of kept getting moved, and Tanny would keep bringing it back up and be like, we have this PCA White Sox tape here if you want to use it. Mm. So now that you're here and now the game is a couple hours away from being played, you can hear the game here on the Score, by the way. We thought that we would share it with you. And this is PCA talking about the experience of dealing with the White Sox and White Sox fans.
In all your travels around the big leagues, in what road stadium do you get the quote-unquote treatment?
Chicago is probably the nastiest, though, in terms of, like...
Southside.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, they were throwing... they were throwing stuff on the field. I got some interesting gestures from fans that had children with them, so I just... I wasn't such a fan of the Southside, but I guess L.A., too, is pretty funny, but they're not very good at talking smack. I'd say, like, Philly... Boston were probably like the two most lively, creative crap talkers.
Do you like that or do you tune it out?
There are certain days where I'm like willing to you know, give it a chance and like kind of play around back, but I try and just keep it in front of me, keep it about the pitches being thrown. But again, like there's sometimes where that kind of locks me in and I really enjoy that.
Interesting gestures with their kids next to them. What kind of gestures you think that would be?
You know what type of gestures they are.
Like guys just doing like the holding signal from a football game. Fun. That'd be interesting.
I think maybe they're
traveling.
There's the traveling.
Yeah, it'd be fun. How about like round the base? Like, oh, telling me to round the base.
I would imagine that there's like, if maybe you were perhaps holding, I don't know, a megaphone. I bet that gesture happens quite a bit over there.
Maybe they're just trying to play charades, maybe, you know, something like that.
Yeah, with a couple of, like, it's two words, but you only need one thing to signify it.
Peace sign. Thumbs up, maybe.
I don't think that's what
Look, here goes this media again running with it, like, but people don't talk about how it was mime night on the South Side the last time they played there. So, you know, that's what they were supposed to do gestures,
They're climbing a wall, pretending to climb a wall. That makes all the sense in the world. So, look, South Side fans giving it to Pete out there while he's out there in center field. Well, he's got the love affair with the Wrigley fans, so I'm sure there's some Cub fans out there that are giving the love, and that's why the flip side happens.
So you just raise a really interesting point, Speaks, that I didn't even think about. Depending on when White Sox fans got their tickets, did some of them go, you know, it's not in me this year to go see Cubs versus White Sox? How many people sold their tickets to Cubs fans thinking, hey, we still ain't got it yet over here. They're doing all right over there. I can charge a little bit of money because maybe some Cubs fans couldn't get into Wrigley,
sure,
but they can get in over at 35th and Shields.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a little bit, maybe there's enough of a friendly contingent for PCA that he's not expecting.
Yeah,
out there.
It'll be interesting to see what the fan mix is. And you know me, man. I love the meatball activity, and I love the edge that sometimes can come to this series. And we had a little bit last time at Wrigley. We had when Brad Keller threw inside and hit Miguel Vargas, and there was a misunderstanding there. And
I mean, even Tanny and I got mad.
Yeah, and you did
because we remember.
bad.
The
Kelly.
South remembers.
Yeah, but I covered that story breathlessly, like nobody else had both of those.
Yeah, sadly, Brad Keller's just more and more likable by the day.
I know. Right.
Every time I hear from him, like I would love a guy pitching like that on my team.
You know? Yeah, he's out here offering to like broker peace and go eat meals together and like learn about Cuban cuisine and all of this stuff.
And Miguel Vargas is an absolute delight of a human. So my money is still on PCA to be involved in a small scrap. Some kind of little scrap. And I think I know who might be on the White Sox side. That'd be the Palatine Pounder himself. He did not play when the series was at Wrigley, but you got to figure Mike Tauchman's got family there at the game tonight. Maybe there's some feistiness out there in the stands. I don't know how they interact since they're both outfielders.
Well, JD, I think you nicknamed him the Palatine Pounder.
Yeah, why not?
Can I run something? Run something past the rest of the show that I find peculiar.
Sure.
I am looking at the White Sox lineup.
That's what I was just going for myself.
And I do not see Luis Robert in it against the lefty.
That's weird.
After a day off.
That's weird.
So does that mean that he's getting moved, or does it mean that he's hurt again?
John Heyman tweeted today that the Mets are among the teams interested in Luis Robert. Yeah, that's odd that after an off day, he wouldn't be there in
against
Senna.
Against the lefty.
Adductor soreness for Luis Robert.
See. There it is. The Lord taketh, giveth, and the Lord taketh away.
He played well enough that a scout told Alex Kuhn, I saw everything I needed in 10 minutes. Multiple teams have been lining up to possibly give you a scratch-off ticket for Luis Robert. And now his
abductor. We don't know if it's true. You know, we don't know if that, maybe they are trading him, you know? Like, what can they say, you know?
They shouldn't say abductor soreness.
They definitely shouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that. Where is the abductor?
Well, if there's a deal on the table, what could they say? Just a night off for rest, you know, like we'd hammer them for that, you know.
See, I got a little controversy here because Jesse Rogers says groin, Scott Merkin says adductor.
Yeah, they can't figure out which one it is. And we have Will Venable tape. Maybe we'll hear some of it later. I wasn't exactly rushing to hear what Will Venable had to say ahead of this matchup tonight, but yeah, maybe there's more information inside of that.
The abductor. Who is he in the Marvel universe? The abductor.
Well. I think he's in Liam Neeson movies. That's what he does. Yeah, but they're both right. Like, it's basically the same place.
Chicago is probably the nastiest, though, in terms of, like...
South Side.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously, Zach.
He's saying that the North Side, those are his people, so they're not nasty to him.
Obviously.
He's not besmirching your entire side.
I got to say, a lot of Sox fans I know reached out, and they did not like the way he was thumping his chest at Wrigley. So, like, I think it might be worse for him this time around.
I'm sure.
But I hope they get him out, you know? him out first and foremost.
Can we just also say that there are limits. Like, don't go crazy with saying stuff like maybe you did with Ketel Marte. How about you keep it Gucci, all right? Like, you can say stuff, but be creative and don't be a jerk.
It's important to note, and I think you noted this, but I'm going to note it again. The adductor is basically the groin.
That's what I just said.
I know. I wanted to educate. I think it's...
Yeah, thank you for letting me know that. My bad.
You're right. And, you know, I like to repeat
Well, you were
things.
Saying abductor.
I was.
With a B. So
I know, I was.
That's probably not a thing, but I got confused.
Good call. You're right to hit that back at me. Thank you, Alex.
Another report saying that he was abducted before the game tonight.
That's why I probably...
And that a train conductor was also there, I believe, was another report.